The holiday season is upon us, and we here at the Weekly Reader have said it before and will say it again. Books make great gifts. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today our book critic Marian Winnick has some suggestions for the nonfiction lovers on your list, or maybe as a treat for yourself. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. Let me start with a couple of suggestions for the hard-to-buy-for men on your list, assuming you know a few who enjoy a good book. I have one for sailing enthusiasts and one for Beatlemaniacs. For the sailors, try A Marriage at Sea by Sophie Elmhurst. In 1972, British couple Maurice and Marilyn Bailey set out to sail around the world. They were somewhere in the Pacific when a collision with a whale sank their craft. Elmhurst's vivid and enthralling account of how they survived 117 days at sea until they were rescued and nursed back to health by the crew of a South Korean fishing boat is based partly on their own writings. This book has enthralled the critics, inspiring my colleagues across the country to tidal waves of praise. In the Boston Globe, Laurie Hertzel wrote, "More than a shipwreck tale, it's the story of love and strength, a portrait of a marriage that for all its oddities is a true partnership." In the Washington Post, Lee Haber noted, "Few nonfiction books get the reader's adrenaline pumping the way Elmhurst's immersive account does." For the old rock and roller on your list, there's Wings by Paul McCartney. In 1971, after the Beatles' breakup and the tenacious rumor of his own death, Sir Paul rose from the ashes and formed a new band with his wife Linda, the Band on the Run, that gave us the song of that name, also Jet, Live and Let Die, and myriad other hits. This nearly 600-page oral history of Wings opens with a foreword from Paul and a note from the book's editor, who put together hundreds of quotes from a huge cast of characters, living and dead. Everyone you'd expect, plus a lot you wouldn't, like Queen Elizabeth and Dustin Hoffman. They are illustrated with fantastic photographs and artifacts, supported with timelines, discographies, and tour schedules. A companion documentary reaches theaters in February 2026. Also set in the world of rock and roll is Cameron Crowe's The Uncool. The family can sit down to rewatch Crowe's iconic movies, Almost Famous, Say Anything, and Fast Times at Ridgemont High, before diving into the true story behind Almost Famous, Crowe's real experiences as a young teenager writing for Rolling Stone, becoming close with members of iconic bands like the Allman Brothers, Led Zeppelin, and Lynyrd Skynyrd. The memoir highlights the characters of Crowe's mother, a quirky visionary, and two beloved sisters, one of whom died young by suicide. "All of this will be forgotten," David Bowie told Crowe during the pair's unlikely friendship in the halcyon 1970s. But thanks to this moving, funny book, it is beautifully remembered. Finally, for the aspiring writer, I suggest Writing, Creativity, and Soul by Sue Monk Kidd, in which the author of The Secret Life of Bees and The Invention of Wings shares the story of her late-blooming life as a writer with deep feeling and generosity. She begins with how she found the courage to leave a career in nursing and shed a profound sense of being less than, recalling all the advice that helped her, as well as discouraging messages she had to ignore. Each one of us, she feels, has a deep well of images, dreams, and intuitions we can tap into to feed our creative process. The ways she's found to do this are described in inspiring detail, as are many of the craft secrets of her fiction. This is a book that almost glows with warmth.
The books are A Marriage at Sea by Sophie Elmhurst, Wings by Paul McCartney, The Uncool by Cameron Crowe, and Writing, Creativity, and Soul by Sue Monk Kidd. You can find more information about these titles and our podcast at WIPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Look for the books at your favorite local bookstore. You never know what else might catch your eye. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.